In this bulletin, three people killed by falling trees during storms in Melbourne. A senior coalition MP denounces the China government. And in the AFL, Richmond defeats West Coast by 27 points. For the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. A four-year-old boy is one of three people killed by falling trees during storms in Melbourne. The four-year-old suffered critical injuries when he was struck by a tree at Blackburn South. He later died in hospital. Two other people died when their cars were crushed by fallen trees during strong wind gusts last night. Victoria State Emergency Service responded to more than 1,700 calls for assistance. And Victoria has recorded 113 new COVID-19 cases and 12 deaths. Meanwhile, in New South Wales, 13 new cases have been recorded. One case is in hotel quarantine and 12 are community acquired. Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says two schools have had to be closed because of positive cases.
Both St. Gertrude's Catholic Primary School and the Ryde Secondary College are closed today for on-site learning and are being cleaned. All staff and students of both schools have been asked to self-isolate while close contacts are identified and contacted.
Meanwhile, Queensland's Schoolies Week on the Gold Coast will go ahead this year, but without any mass gatherings such as concerts. The annual event attracts final year high school students celebrating the end of school. Deputy Premier Stephen Miles says it's been classified as a high-risk event, which means it can't proceed as normal.
That means that organised events will be cancelled, gathering limits will apply. Gathering limits will apply to beaches, to streets, to apartments. Apartment complexes will be required to keep registers of guests to allow for contact tracing. I know that means that a lot of young people will have been looking forward to a schoolies festival like other young people have had the chance to have, but like everything else this year, schoolies will be very, very different.
Queensland has acquired three new COVID-19 cases overnight and has decided to extend restrictions on gatherings to the Gold Coast. It includes limiting gatherings in homes and outdoors to a maximum of 10 people. An aged care provider in New South Wales is frustrated with federal regulations which ban nursing homes taking residents on bus trips. The Royal Freemasons Benevolent Institution has discovered it faces fines of $10,000 if it takes its residents on bus trips, even when all the residents stay inside the bus for the entire journey. Chief Executive Frank Price says he's concerned about the mental health of residents who would enjoy getting out on a short trip.
The crazy part about this is that a family member can come and take a resident out of the facility and basically catch public transport and go wherever they go and take them back, and that's deemed appropriate. The HPPC actually recommends that that happens, but aged care providers can't do it. Now, keep in mind that about 50% of aged care residents don't have visitors.
A senior Liberal MP has been recorded saying the Chinese government is the most complete totalitarian regime that we've seen probably on the face of this earth. Former Defence Minister Kevin Andrews made those comments in an online forum on August the 13th to Christian Church Networks. A tape of the forum has been obtained by The Age and the Sydney Morning Herald. Mr Andrews is heard criticising Victoria for signing up to China's Belt and Road Initiative. He stressed he had no problem with the people of China.
My problems are with the most complete totalitarian regime that we've seen probably on the face of this earth, from the regime of Xi Jinping, which is trampling on human dignity and on human rights in China. And if we don't stand up to it now, then it's going to do a lot more damage to the people of China and to the rest of the world.
Let's go to AFL now, and Richmond has overpowered the West Coast Eagles by 27 points on the Gold Coast. It was Richmond's fifth win from their past six matches, and coach Damien Hardwick says his team is playing some of its best football.
It's good. We're starting to play some really good footy. A lot of our indicators are pretty solid. There's a couple of them that are a little bit not quite to the level we'd like, but you know, we're building on those and it will come. It's probably not there to the level that we'd absolutely love yet, but we're certainly getting towards our best footy.
Let's have a look around the country and see what the weather's doing. In Perth, a couple of showers, 24 degrees. Fine weather for Adelaide, where it's 18. It's sunny in Melbourne, 17 degrees for you. In Hobart, a shower or two, 16. Sunny in Canberra, a top of 14. Much the same for Wollongong, where it's 17 degrees. In Sydney, much the same, 18. Sunny as well for Newcastle, where it's 19 for you. It's sunny and fine in Brisbane, a top of 26. A couple of showers in Cairns, where it's 27 degrees. And fine weather for Darwin, where it's 35 degrees today. I'm Peggy Giacomelos, and this is the latest from the SBS Newsroom.